Hello, everybody. We're Caden, or welcome to WRGG. We're taking you to the news already in progress. And we're doing it now. We're taking you to the news already in progress. And John's feeding seed on 2nd Street got dog food, cat food. You can swap the cat off the calendar, they don't mind. John's feeding seed.
Join the Fuel Rewards program. Get what you need when you need it. Watch your fuel savings pile up in our stores.
That's great.
There's news already in progress.
In the morning for people to directly speak with their lawmakers about these districts. So if you hear this and you care one way or another, it might be a good idea to be there. Meanwhile, the House of Delegates is set to reconvene at noon tomorrow. A beautiful moment caught on camera reminding us all we can always put others first, even on our most special days.
And an augmented reality sponsored by Food Fair. Quiet, please. Tuesday is Ladies Day at local golf courses. That means the ladies go off first, right, guys? Just a little dew tomorrow morning. Unlike a heavy dew day in the month of October, it looks like a cloud cover and a breeze will prevent much dew from forming overnight. And by the way, heading to the 19th hole in the afternoon, I expect temperatures to hit 80 degrees. All the while, the sprinkles and showers out west are largely missing our area. Forecast for a warm wave all week when I come back on News Channel 3 at 11.
If you're feeling a little paranoid, somebody might see your idea before it's ready. It probably means you're onto something big, something important. So whatever it is, keep going. Your privacy screen protects it. What would you hear if you could hear yourself? Think.
Okay, now we're back.
First warning weather. Okay, so we sit here and we think, you know, this is just so weird. It's October and it's so hot. It feels like the middle of the summer. But really, this is kind of becoming the thing now in October.
And it's not necessarily an indication of the winter head. So winter weather lovers, I like what I'm seeing up in Canada and across the North Pole. So
okay, there you go.
Fingers crossed the mild weather of October will turn around for fellow snow lovers. But in the short term, 60 to 65 school bell, 75 lunch hour. 80 by the end of the day. We'll front load clouds and back load sunshine tomorrow, but nothing more than a passing sprinkle expected on a very late summer and fall day expected tomorrow. 70% humidity sounds high, but basically for the time of the night with a breeze and a cloud cover, it's relatively low. That's why I say there'll be less dew than normal tomorrow morning. And look at this at the top of the hour from the courthouse in Grayson to Old Central City in Huntington. It's 70 degrees in many areas in the Kanawha, the Ohio Big Sandy Valley, barely into the mid and upper 60s on a breath of wind from the south. And that south breeze will allow for nothing more than a passing sprinkle overnight in the Buckeye State. School bell temperatures low and mid-60s. By the time we get to 10 in the morning tomorrow, a southerly breeze and temperatures are in the mid and upper 60s, and the clouds are starting to break up. In fact, we'll go partly sunny midday into the afternoon hours on a southwest breeze. Temperatures are in the low 70s for early season hunters out in the woods. And by the end of the day, temperature will flirt with 80 degrees, whether it be in Old Central City, Liberty Square, or over toward the Indian Mountain in South Charleston. And even upper 70s are going to feel very nice up into the West Virginia, central West Virginia high country. Here are the fair skies on satellite imagery, some high clouds overhead. A couple of sprinkles and light showers are going by far to the north up toward Put-in Bay. But the air is so dry over us, and this next weather system is taking a trajectory so far to the west and north that these showers are missing our area. There will be a couple sprinkles that may try to work into southern Ohio, northern Kentucky. That's the worst we're going to see. So I believe the latest run of our future cast, this is the new artificial intelligence. It's a high-spangled map heading into the winter, highly unimpressed with this depiction. In other words, we're going to have to say that the natural brain is better than the artificial intelligence tomorrow when no rain really of consequence falls. Get rid of this model. Let's go back to the RPM, right? That's what we're saying here in the Weather Center, at least. Low pressure is going by far to the north. The baseball goes from Charleston to Lexington, says Keith, tomorrow. But otherwise, it is a sunshiny and a fair weather pattern for outdoor sports this week that'll be more typical of the summer season. By the way, while we'll be talking about snow in the northern Rockies, our high mountains of West Virginia up into Maryland, Wisp, Canaan Valley, down to Snowshoe, peaking brilliant with color, 50 to 75% right now. And that means the low mountains next week, and as we head to the end of October, it's going to, the leaves will be peaking in your neighborhood. But patchy clouds overnight. A breeze will stir with a warm feel. Well, it's 63 degrees. Your forecast on Tuesday, a partly sunny day with a warm breeze. A passing sprinkle, the worst we'll see, and the high temperature near 80 degrees. 80 to 85, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Hot for October, but not record-breaking. Overnight lows, look at this, in the low 60s. Now, by Friday night late into Saturday morning, a front will be passing, and it will have some showers at least the first half of Saturday. And then the temperature will back off from 70 Saturday to 60 Sunday and Monday. And we even mentioned overnight lows in the 40s at the end of the seven-day period, which translates to 30s in the mountains. So finally, by the time we get to next week, we likely get some frost in the mountains of West Virginia. And that means most of us are still going to be waiting for closer to Halloween to get our first frost of the season.
I can't say that I'm really happy about the fact that it's going to be 43 degrees again. I kind of like this like thing we're in right now. This extended summer.
This is
why
fall can be the nicest time of the year.
Bonus. Yeah, summer bonus. That's what we're saying. Yeah, and if you're off this week, enjoy it. Hey, thanks, Tony. We'll be right back.
Okay, Larry, number 6216735. 1-4-4-7-8-1-7-0-4-2-3-6-11-30-32. The rest
doing
of the Larry
right now
numbers,
feel like something.
Especially
the NXT everybody is always doing something.
WPAY debris.
But the truth is, doing nothing might be the most important something of all. Hear yourself. Think. Doing nothing might not feel like something, but the truth is, doing nothing might be the most important.
The unknown is not empty. It's a storm that crashes and consumes, replacing thought with worry. But one thing can calm uncertainty. An answer. Uncovered through exploration, teamwork, and innovation. An answer that leads to even more answers. Mayo Clinic. You know where to go.
Okay, now we're back. And check your lottery tickets, and I just give you the lottery numbers. I couldn't catch them all. Linda, listen to NXT.
The kids are going to love these pajamas.
I don't know what you're doing, lady.
I am just getting ready for the most fabulous
Christmas ever. Four generations of family wearing matching PJs, all from the children's place.
I think great-grandma gets to choose this year.
It's a Chloe Christmas, and we all agreed on that.
Be merrier together this holiday and afterpay your gift list with matching family PJs from the children's place. Shop them all in-store and online with Afterpay.
Okay, listen to NXT. Or WKY.
Around our region, a woman's wedding day is, of course, her day. What she likes, what she wants, the focus is all on her. Well, one bride in Marysville, Ohio, did not want her special day to be about her, but about her twin sister. As Brian Somerville reports, it is a moment caught on camera that has now been seen nearly 40 million times.
When it comes to relationships, certain cards are held close to the chest. Others we can't help, but lay them all on the table. Morgan Altier's hand would not even exist.
I just love her and adore her.
Without her twin sister, Macy. Inseparable, they've been for 25 years. Morgan says she's always admired Macy, always had to be loving on her, hugging her. Their whole lives, Macy, who is noticeably smaller, has always had special needs, though doctors were never able to give her a diagnosis.
My mom finally was just like, you know what? We love her how she is. We don't need to label it. She's perfect how she is.
So when Brian was shuffled into the deck 6 years ago, Morgan laid out her hand. A powerful pair.
It was just important for him to know that she will forever be in our lives.
Brian was all in, saying meeting Macy to him was just as important as meeting Morgan's parents.
It was always, you know, a very important thing for Morgan, for whoever she has in her life, to have a relationship with Macy as well.
A pair of twos upgraded to three of a kind. So it was only fitting that on October 1st, Morgan and Brian's big day, the spotlight also be shared with Macy. With his heart full of love and his arms full of Macy, Brian carried his sister-in-law down the aisle, his words of support countering her shyness.
I just kind of told her, I was like, Mace, look, all these people are here to see you. And then that's when you see her sit up and she is just kind of like taking it all in.
To date, the TikTok video, Morgan says, has been seen more than 39 million times. A moment fit.
She really was just taking the whole thing in. Like it was her moment, you know.
For royalty.
The queen has arrived sort of thing.
I just wanted her to have that all eyes on me, my special moment. I get to dress up. I get to wear a white dress and look pretty. And I just wanted her to share that with me.
The perfect family. The perfect hand, made complete thanks to its queen.
So Morgan says if and when Macy decides someday to get married, the family will support her all the way. Right now, she says, Macy doesn't have any desire to settle down anytime soon. We'll be right back.
And I'm Keith Morehouse. Dirty Birds had to stay up late, but it's worth it when you get a playoff win. Highlights next in sports.
Doing nothing might not feel like something, but the truth is, doing nothing might be the most important something of all.
The unknown is not empty. It's a storm that crashes.
Okay, the commercial kept cutting in on us. We're trying to talk. John's feeding seed was pretty good. And they got dog food, cat food, everything else. They can swap the cat off the calendar. They don't mind. John's feeding seed. And we got something for you. And we're trying to see something from Portsmouth, Ohio. And we're gonna Oh, there's something from Portsmouth, Ohio. We can go down here. And that something about the ambulance service. Here it is.
In a book, you can be anything. Who will you become?
I spied all over the world.
I climbed the Eiffel Tower.
I ran away with the circus!
And camped under moonlight.
Whatever you do, it's gonna be
epic.
Read today, be anything tomorrow.
Portsmouth is facing a fire department staffing shortage.
Yeah, and the department not only responds to fires and rescues, but they are also the primary ambulance provider for the city.
2 weeks ago, the fire chief, Bill Rayson, spoke at the city council meeting proposing the city hire 3 additional members. The chief says that their call volume has increased by nearly 1/4, taking 448 calls for service in September alone. And firefighters are working up to 4 24-hour shifts in a row. And he also said just multiple calls are coming in, meaning that he has to pull staff from a fire to an EMS call.
And that's becoming a serious concern. It's a public safety issue. The probability that we're going to be tied up and someone's going to have an emergency and we're not going to be able to get there is increasing steadily.
Chief Rayson says the proposal of hiring 3 firefighters could cost the city about $300,000. He says through September, they have spent more than that just on overtime alone.
Okay, that's true. That's all the ports we got. And that's all we got. Okay, we're gonna we got another port. And we're going to go to it.
Don't settle. Start your day with Secret. Secret stops odor-causing sweat 3 times more. And the Pro-Vitamin B5 formula is gentle on skin. With Secret, outlast anything. No sweat. Secret. No
sweat. The West Virginia legislature began a special session this morning to complete the redistricting process and then eventually distribute millions of dollars in federal funding.
And the main focus today has been drawing those new maps, determining who is going to represent you over the next decade. News Channel 3's Brendan Tierney is joining us now in Charleston. And Brendan, lawmakers are expressing some major concerns around the maps that are being passed.
Yeah, Taylor, the House and Senate redistricting committees both approved maps today that will now be considered by the full legislature. A number of changes have been made to the new 100-member House district since it was first proposed, including moving boundaries in Huntington, as well as Kanawha and Putnam counties. There were a number of different reasons given for these changes, such as keeping school systems together, but many delegates said that they believe that there's political motivation behind the maps.
Would it surprise you that roughly 36% of the Democratic caucus will now be facing each other versus roughly 5% of the Republican caucus will be facing each other?
I'm neither surprised nor, I don't know. I don't know how to answer your question.
It's just pure coincidence, is that what your position is?
It would have to be, sir, because no political data, no number, or no addresses.
The Senate also passed two maps onto its full chamber, including this congressional map that divides the state into two new districts. However, Democratic lawmakers on the redistricting committee say that these Republican proposals are just what they call shell maps that will be completely changed as part of an amendment set to be introduced tomorrow.
Our fundamental law in this state is the West Virginia Constitution. And by dividing up Cabell County, which it will do, this map that's not been published yet, is being done for one purpose, and that's gerrymandering.
Now, I did have an opportunity to talk with committee chairman Senator Charles Trumm after today's meeting, and he said that, yes, he is aware of a number of proposed changes that could possibly divide counties like Cabell for what would be the first time ever that Cabell would be split up. And Tim and Taylor, one of the major changes we haven't mentioned created a ton of buzz today. We'll have a look at that tonight at 6.
All right, Brennan, thank you. And a public hearing has been scheduled for Wednesday, 8 o'clock in the morning, for people to talk directly with lawmakers about these districts.
Right, change is coming. It's just exactly what it will look like that is to be determined.
Okay, that's what we got. And we're going to try to find something else for you. And there's something about the weather here. We'll go to that one.
Advantage Toyota would like to thank you for your continued support. Stop by and check out these October savings. Get 1.99% financing for up to 60 months on a Toyota certified used Camry, Corolla, RAV4, or Prius.
First tonight, the West Virginia legislature is holding a special session focused on tackling the task of redistricting or redrawing political boundaries.
Yeah, but things getting a little bit heated in the House chamber today during discussion about a particular district line that is being redrawn. News Channel 3's Brendan Tierney was at that meeting, and Brendan, the issue actually centers around a white supremacist group.
Yeah, Taylor, that group is known as the National Alliance, and it actually has its headquarters in Pocahontas County. So now lawmakers are redrawing their maps to prevent an African-American delegate from representing that area. That was part of just a number of changes that were made today to the maps in the House of Delegates. We only actually learned about this issue because Democrats were asking questions about the reasoning behind all of the changes. Staff working on the maps said that Delegate Brandon Steele requested the change after noticing that issue that would have put Delegate Caleb Hanna from Nicholas County in a district with the National Alliance. Then a question came out about how the community of interest clause was being used to support this change. And here's part of the reason that lawmakers were given.
The issue was that the delegate that currently holds that seat and could possibly run for that seat is a young man of color.
So those changes have officially been made with the map that was passed from the House committee onto the full House floor. Can tell you that both the House and Senate are meeting tonight where even more changes could be made. But Tim and Taylor, nothing will be finalized until Wednesday at the earliest after a public hearing that's scheduled.
Okay, Brendan, thank you. And that public hearing is going to be held in the House chamber on Wednesday.
So anyone who wants to speak out has to sign up beginning at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, now we're back. And we got everything you want to hear. And we're trying to We're trying so hard. Are we gonna give the weather after the weather? We're going to wrap things up. And we really do love you. And we're going to do it now. Here's the weather.
Chest to chest.
Denim.
And then you stand up and chant.
You ready?
Now, we are coming off of one fantastic weekend weather-wise, getting ready for this new work week and looking ahead. It looks terrific again to start.
Folks are definitely not ready to go into the cooler weather. This is a throwback for you, essentially taking yesterday's weather and just distributing it in through much of the week. We're going to keep those temperatures on the milder side. And indeed, right now, at a time where temperatures belong in the lower 50s or even the upper 40s, we are sitting pretty here near the 60-degree mark. Live radar map showing that we are quiet across the tri-state area, ready to go for that peacefulness this morning. Temperatures right around the upper 50s along I-77 toward Charleston and nearer to 60 in the River Cities corridor. But all of this is still decent enough for kids to get out there and everybody get out to work under some comfortable weather. But once that early fog leaves and sunshine takes over, we're going to be bouncing into the 70s and then the low 80s this afternoon. Staying dry as well. No problems here on that front during the second half of the day, although you'll notice a little hazy in the air. And then later on tonight, those temperatures will be winding their way back down into the upper 70s. But that's still pretty good at 9 o'clock at night this time of year when the average high is barely that number. So outside right now, you can see that fog is out there in various spots, generally near the river valleys. But as we go on into the day, it should end up being nice and quiet. We may have a few pieces of haziness and these high clouds coming at us from the west, but nothing doing as far as precipitation is concerned. But this storm system is a decent one. It's just going to be moving up toward the north and east and essentially missing us or giving us a slight graze tomorrow. So that's where we'll watch for that influence here. But overall, this southerly wind is still responsible for giving us those above normal temperatures. So we'll see a little bit of haze, of course, during the afternoon, but no real worries as far as any rainfall from that. And that southerly wind keeps temperatures up tonight. And then tomorrow is when we're going to be watching for those isolated showers. But notice there's even holes for sunshine in here more prevalent than what we have to worry about for any rain. It's just worth a mention here. And then as we go on into Wednesday, we clear back out. Of course, a little bit of fog in the morning, but onward to more of the same pattern. So here's your forecast. Areas of fog this morning. Temperature steady, comfortable, upper 50s and lower 60s, and then the low 80s this afternoon. That's unseasonably warm, so you may need to take some precautions if you're going to be doing a lot of work outside. But otherwise, a nice stirring breeze keeps us quiet tonight as well. And then tomorrow, you'll see an isolated shower with temperatures near 80. And then we bounce right back into quieter skies for Wednesday and Thursday. And as you can see, still near the lower 80s. So it's a very summery week ahead here in October. But once we get to this upcoming weekend, we're going to keep an eye on this one because big changes coming in. You know, we can't stay at this kind of precipice for too long. So watch out this coming weekend.
A little too perfect for too long.
That's right.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks. All right, Star Trek.
Okay, that's it. And that's all the news we got. John, After the game, their number is 740-259-2400. After the game, team live right to your door. And John's Feed and Seed got dog food, cat food. You can swap the cat off the calendar. They don't mind. John's Feed and Seed. And Buckeye Dairy Bar and Friendship got fritters, hot dogs, Pepsi products, everything else. That won't fit.